We're going to talk about that when we come back here on Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. Time for news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he wants to work with legislative Democrats to come up with a better paid sick leave bill, not like the one he vetoed yesterday.
Let's reach a compromise to ensure that small business job creators aren't forced to lay off workers or shut their doors in order to comply with overly strict, burdensome, and costly regulations.
Hogan called the bill he rejected yesterday, quote, simply very bad policy. A Montana Republican who allegedly assaulted a reporter Wednesday has won a special election to Congress.
Thank you, Montana!
Montana Republican Greg Gianforte claiming victory in Thursday's special election to fill the state's lone congressional seat. Gianforte beating rival Rob Quist, despite being charged with assault for allegedly body-slamming Guardian reporter Ben Jacobs a day earlier. Jacobs said Thursday that Gianforte's campaign statement, which put blame on him, was in some ways worse than the alleged assault.
Certainly the apology would be... yeah, more than warranted.
Gianforte issuing that apology in his victory speech.
I'm sorry, Mr. Ben Jacobs.
I'm Reed Binion.
Well, now it's on to the U.S. Supreme Court after a federal appeals court in Richmond upheld a lower court order blocking the Trump administration's travel ban.
They wrote that the order speaks with vague words of national security, but in context, drips with religious intolerance, animus, and discrimination. The judges said the evidence creates a compelling case that the executive order's primary purpose is religious. They wrote in their ruling, quote, then candidate Trump's campaign statements reveal that on numerous occasions he expressed anti-Muslim sentiment as well as his intent, if elected, to ban Muslims from the United States. End quote. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Vice President Mike Pence will be in Annapolis today to address graduates of the U.S. Naval Academy. The commissioning ceremony for the class of 2017 is set for this morning at Navy Marine Corps Stadium. A Baltimore judge has blocked Maryland's Medical Marijuana Commission from issuing licenses to companies to grow pot.
Baltimore Circuit Court Judge Barry Williams issued the temporary restraining order at the request of Alternative Medicine Maryland, a company that was not chosen by the commission as one of 15 finalists to grow marijuana in the state. The company contends the commission didn't consider racial diversity of applicants when naming finalists. Last week, an Anne Arundel County-based company called Forward Grow was issued the first license in the state. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Loudoun County is one of the last places in Virginia where public schools still have some kids in half-day kindergarten. Well, now parents who want their kids in full-day kindergarten next year have an opportunity to make that happen.
Loudoun County Public Schools has 150 open seats in full-day kindergarten classes.
There are right now 12 schools that have available spaces to bid on or to put in the lottery, and they can put their name in a lottery for those schools.
Director of Elementary Education for Loudoun County Schools, Mike Martin, says if your kid gets a seat in a class outside your attendance zone,
those parents have to provide transportation to those schools.
The deadline to enter the online lottery is next Wednesday. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Democrat running for Virginia Lieutenant Governor is proposing removing all Confederate monuments in Virginia. And Susan Platt wants to rename every highway and public building now named for Confederates. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,083, the Nasdaq at 6,205. Sports, the Mariners avoid the sweep with a win over the Nationals. The Orioles were idle. They open a series in Houston tonight. WNBA, the Mystics host Chicago tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
Governor Hogan reaffirming my title as Crab Cake Czar of Maryland.
The Senate, they're going to try to block your nomination. I'm going to override the veto and we're going to get it done.
Appreciate it.
Okay, let's have a crab cake.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6.
WMAL.
It's the Big Screen Store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a giant Samsung 75-inch TV plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $19.99.
Whoa!
Let me say that again. A 75 and a 50-inch for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're still in good shape around the Capitol Beltway. Maryland, Virginia, seeing lighter than normal volume this morning. No incidents to report. Getting up to the Beltway, a little bit of a challenge. Heading toward Hillendale, still with a crash on New Hampshire Avenue. It's northbound New Hampshire Avenue, right as you would commit to the exit to get onto the Beltway. So you need to get around the emergency units at the scene there. And southbound New Hampshire Avenue off the Beltway. I'm watching an ambulance now arriving to the scene. So everyone be careful there. Virginia, large tree down, 395. Yes, I said tree down over the Jersey Wall. 395 southbound in Shirlington, two lanes to the left. Get by. This is right before the exit for Glebe Road. Northbound, 95, 395. Nice and quiet this morning coming out of Stafford and up through to the Beltway. Southbound, 95. Good time to get going if you're getting away today and this weekend. No problems leaving the Beltway and down and toward Fredericksburg. Update is sponsored by IKEA. IKEA family members save 15% on all sofas May 24th through June 6th. While supplies last, visit your local IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com for offer details. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Couple of sprinkles, very light rain showers scattered around early this morning. Other than that, we are dry for Friday. If you are getting out of Dodge for the holiday weekend, travel weather should be okay. A west breeze and clouds and sunshine, 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Herndon, 58 in Silver Spring, 60 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by IKEA. Reports say Jared Kushner is now the focus of FBI scrutiny in the Russia investigation. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, 6:07 on this Friday morning on WMAL. It's Mornings on the Mall. This morning, we've got a great lineup. We've got Mike Gonzalez from the Heritage Foundation coming by at 6:35 to talk about President Trump's NATO speech yesterday. We have 7:05, we've got the Ocean City Mayor, Rick Meehan. He's going to talk about Ocean City's activities. What's it like to be a tiny town and explode into a huge oceanside city? And then we've got Joe DiGenova, of course, 7:35. So many legal issues to discuss with him. And all of that happens today. My name's Vince Colonnais. Mary Walter will be back. And we've got Ron Meyer joining us for the duration of the show this morning. Ron, welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, thanks, Vince. Good to be here. You know, representing Loudoun County on the Board of Supervisors out there in the Ashburn Broadlands area. And enjoying, you know what, handing the program over this early to two young millennials. I mean, that is dangerous. But they've done it here this morning at MAL. We're having a good time.
That's pretty funny. I resent that completely. Thank you. Gianforte is Greg Gianforte, you'll know. Is the Republican in Montana. He was running for that special House election. And yesterday was the election. But two nights ago, here's some of the sound that actually rocked the world and to some amused it.
And, what, and we'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, but there's not going to be time. I'm just curious.
Okay, speak right with now. Shane, please. But you
don't. I'm sick and tired of you guys. The last Jesus time you came in here, you did the same thing. Get the hell out of here.
Jesus.
Get the hell out of here. The last guy did the same thing. You were the Guardian?
Yes, and you just broke my glasses.
The last guy did the same damn thing.
You just body slammed me and broke my glasses.
It sounds like Will Ferrell. Honestly, it sounds like a Will Ferrell skit when he's like yelling at the reporter. I mean, it could be Will Ferrell. It could be the next congressman from Montana.
Well, it is going to be the next congressman from Montana because here's what it sounded like last night.
Thank you. Thank you.
you, Montana!
So Greg Gianforte does win his race. He takes 51% of the vote. He did easily best Rob Quist in the state of Montana. His victory speech last night, the public and specifically the press finally got that apology that they so craved.
I should not have treated that reporter that way. And for that, I'm sorry, Mr. Ben Jacobs.
Yeah, so again, just this is to remind everyone that the audio at the beginning that you heard was Gianforte body slamming Greg Jacobs of The Guardian because Ben started trying to ask a question about the CBO score that we heard earlier this week, a rather boring topic to get body slammed on, but yeah. It escalated quickly. And then finally, here's also what Gianforte said last night.
I took an action that I can't take back, and I'm not proud of what happened. I should not have responded in the way that I did, and for that I'm sorry.
And you're forgiven.
She declared it.
Oh, by the way, the community forgiver was in there, so that helped. 888-630-9625. What do you think of all of this? I know there's some complicated opinions on this, and they don't all fall neatly along the lines of assault bat.
Yeah.
Which is because. You know, I mentioned yesterday when we first heard this audio, the two least liked people in America are lawmakers and members of the press. And to see them punching each other, some people probably stood up and were like, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so full disclosure, assault isn't funny. It's never funny. Okay, now that we have that out of the way, let's actually discuss this, right? So the question, I think, for the audience is, did body slamming a reporter help the Republican candidate in Montana win this election? And if you look at the numbers, I mean, yes, you have to take into account that a majority of the votes were early votes, but even the day of votes, looks like he won those day of votes. So the question for the audience is, do you think that body slamming a mainstream media reporter helped a Republican candidate? Heck, if I knew that body slamming the media could get me votes, man, that would have changed my entire campaign strategy, right? If Trevor Barocco from the Loudoun Times Mirror and Sydney and Renz Green from Loud Now, hey, you know what? This is giving me some ideas, fellas.
Okay, so look for that. You're going to see Ron Meyer begin integrating body slamming into his press strategy. But you've got this goes down a couple days ago, and I think some of the reaction was like, of course, the majority of the reaction was, this is crazy. What is he doing?
That's Washington insider speak, actually. Thinking that assault is bad is just you guys inside the Beltway. Really, in reality, this is America speaking, that really what should happen is we should all be body slamming reporters.
I think one of the most insane reactions to this, though, was connected to the fact that you had reporters going on national television and saying, Donald Trump created these conditions.
Oh, my.
Donald Trump is the reason that Greg Gianforte thinks that he can just openly body slam a reporter.
You know, Trump's body slamming him on Twitter. This guy actually thinks, the media thinks that Gianforte took Trump's body slams on Twitter and in the press room as a reason to actually physically assault someone. I mean, this is like beyond, leave it to it's so cliche at this point, right? It's almost cliche that the liberal media would say something like this, that they'd say, you know what? It's Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault that Gianforte lost his mind and body slammed a reporter, right? And it's Trump's fault. I mean, here's the thing. Here's the grand irony.
Uh-huh.
So if we're bringing this to like the national perspective, they're actually saying that Trump helped Gianforte win, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the irony? Right? If Trump was the reason Gianforte did it and Gianforte won anyway, I mean, if they're trying to make a national narrative of it, I mean, that's kind of the stupid irony of it.
Yeah. Let me pretend to be Mika for a second here, Ron. Ron.
You look convincing.
But Ron, Donald Trump created these conditions. He said out loud at a rally, go ahead and punch somebody. I'll pay the legal fees. This is the America that Donald Trump created, Ron.
You know, unfortunately, this is the way it goes, right? There is like a string of truth or a string of evidence, whether it's with Russia or with Kushner or with this, where it's like there's just a little bit to grab onto, and there's a thread there, and instead of it being a thread, they think it's a rope. And so, I mean, it looks like the phones are blowing up on this.
Well, then let's get started. We'll go to Victor in Silver Spring. Victor, do you think that this body slamming of a mainstream news reporter ended up giving this guy a lift to victory?
Oh, it sure did. I was really glad that somebody stood up to the mainstream media.
It's wait. Victor.
They get a taste of their own medicine.
This isn't shtick, right? Like, you're being dead serious.
I'm dead serious. I've had it with these bastards.
Well, that's strong words. Thank you, Victor, for kicking us off on this. Yeah, I let me make my position on this clear as the editor-in-chief of the Daily Caller, in addition to this, doing this today. I just want to be really clear on it. Not for the violence thing. Not at all.
No.
I'd be furious if one of my reporters, if this happened to one of my reporters.
No.
Clearly, you know, as your reporter's job is to pester the hell out of anybody who's in a position of power, because, you know, it's really about serving the people who these civil servants are supposed to be taking care of.
Yeah, right.
And that's the job that the press needs to be focused on simultaneously. So the assault thing, bad. But the question of whether or not it gave him a lift, open question. And that's why we're having you call in. 888-630-9625. 6:15 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince. Relatively quiet around the region today. Couple of items, though, to watch for. If you use Route 7 north of the Dulles Toll Road, Route 7, right as you would come up the Lewinsville Road, that's where I have the report of the car fire. I do see some activity mostly to the right shoulder, so westbound 7, again, near Lewinsville Road. Coming eastbound now to Leesburg, I have no problem through Ashburn this morning up through to the Beltway. Beltway's been quiet. Virginia and Maryland lighter than normal on this for many getaway day. 395, a little bit sluggish northbound in Landmark, but that's the heaviest stretch. Southbound 395, less confusing in Shirlington now that we have additional help at the scene of this huge tree that's down. Southbound 395 in Shirlington, right before the exit for Glebe Road, two lanes to the left, get by. And in Hillendale area, leaving Adelphi, watch for delays here. Jam northbound New Hampshire Avenue. Only one left lane gets by the crash at the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, we're going into Memorial Day weekend. Today, we got early passing showers and spots, then sunshine and clouds mixed. Breezy, a high of 78 degrees. Tonight, it'll be clear skies, low around 60. And then tomorrow, we've got scattered clouds with the possibility of an isolated thunderstorm developing during the afternoon, a high of 75 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, 58, 617 on WMAL.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Rod Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I've had reporters in the past, I was talking about being the editor-in-chief, I've had reporters take liquor bottles to the face during the Baltimore riots, had fractured orbitals, you know, a level of severity way past anything that that Ben Jacobs experienced. Although, again, I'd argue Ben Jacobs should not have experienced at all. A lawmaker body slamming him to the ground. Greg Gianforte winning that Montana special House election on Thursday night and taking that single House seat that exists in Montana. We're talking to you now about whether or not you think that may have actually given him a lift over the top, though, to help him win this race. Tom from Chantilly joining us now on Mornings on the Mall. Welcome.
Sure. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
And although I don't advocate, I don't necessarily agree with what he did, but this is a response to the Democrat messaging. You know, we've been listening to hate and their violence and brutality in the street, their violence against the cops, their messaging against killing cops. So I think the American people are tired of it, and we actually are happy to see the Republicans responding.
Well, I think what you're speaking to is that the press, thank you, Tom, I think the press should not take lightly its responsibility to convey important news and messages. And far too often, I think it does, or it goes the opposite direction, and it engages in so much self-importance and thinking that it's whatever news it feels like telling you is more important than whatever you have on your mind. And that happens a lot. Let's listen to Mark Halperin. This is, if you've ever heard of that guy, listen to what he had to say a couple days ago.
There's no doubt that the Republican Party is going to have to answer for this, including the leader of the Republican Party, whose rhetoric and behavior towards freedom of the press and journalists has created an environment where this kind of thing not only is echoed, but has appeal for a lot of supporters of in the conservative movement. This kind of thing has appeal. Even what this congressional candidate did, unfortunately, will have appeal for some people who don't like the press.
Halperin, ostensibly a reporter, who's talking about the fact that Donald Trump needs to answer for Greg Gianforte's decision all the way across the globe to body slam Ben Jacobs.
Yeah, I mean, we don't ever see basically everybody in the Democrat Party having to respond when a Republican or when a Democrat does a bad thing, but when a Republican does something, the president has to respond to it. And the truth is, I mean, I don't think people should be cheering on this guy. Frankly, I think that that Gianforte probably needs to consider either resigning or not running for re-election now that he's won this. You know, it's not acceptable. But at the same time, there's no doubt in my mind that it probably helped him in the polls, at least getting Republican turnout to do this. But what it says about the state of journalism, I mean, here's the thing. For the first time in a long time, journalists are actually less popular than Congress, and Congress isn't exactly popular
right now. Well, they've earned it for sure. Nancy in Gainesville, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How do you feel about this today?
Hey, guys. So I have mixed feelings about it because initially, if this was several years ago, I wouldn't be supportive of anybody body slamming a reporter or anybody else for anything. But I think that the fact that people actually supported him nonetheless speaks volumes to the situation that we're in, and it's very dangerous that something like this would even be a positive for somebody. So I think the media did this to themselves.
That's a great point. So there's and you've kind of walked the exact line, which is you can't support it because it is wrong. But it does sort of tell a story that the way that people reacted to it is very suggestive of the trust that the media has lost from the American public.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, this the fact that people are defending him, cheering him on, the fact that it upped Republican turnout likely, what it says is that there's an ultimate distrust of the media that really people are even okay somewhat with violence. Now, when we say violence, I mean, obviously he was thrown to the ground. It doesn't look like he sustained any injuries to that, have to go to the hospital or anything.
He went and got a checkup. I know he got like an X-ray or something after that.
But he was fine, right?
As far as I know.
If he went to the hospital, that's pretty bad. But it's one of those things where it shows the frustration. And it's like I said, it's these two institutions that people are frustrated with, both Congress and the media. And when they go after each other, people are sort of clamoring in the streets like it's Gladiator. And it's a little bit ridiculous.
So you mentioned a second ago that you think he should resign. I think Nick, who's in D.C., has a similar position. Nick, what's that?
He should absolutely resign. The thought that the reporter wasn't masculine enough and didn't just brush it off is ridiculous. He was assaulted.
For sure.
But Democrats shouldn't be lining up and saying, they would be hypocrites if they said that every Republican should go to their microphone to condemn this guy, including the president. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Thank you, Nick. Great point. 622 on WMAL.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Mark, you just led your team to victory today. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, what kind of sausage are they grilling out there? I can practically taste it from here.
Let's go back up to the booth.
Well, Diana, by the smell of things, there's no doubt they're cooking Premio Italian sausage. Premio is made with butcher quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. Just add your own personal touch for a winning recipe.
When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
This National Military Appreciation Month, University of Maryland University College salutes the members of our military who inspire us in their daily service. UMUC graduate and veteran Monique Wardrick is one such military hero. As a transportation entitlements counselor, Monique was motivated by her desire to provide a superior level of service to her fellow airmen. She worked with her superiors to develop an individualized relocation plan tailored to the needs of each transitioning airman. This personal approach helped ease the stress on her fellow airmen during times of life changes. It's actions like this that make a difference in people's lives, and for that, UMUC salutes Monique. Since 1947, serving the military has been in our DNA. Join us this month in sharing a story about a service member who made a positive impact in your life at #MilitaryHeroes. Read our hero stories at umuc.edu/militaryheroes. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-570-4620 now to get your free tax lien. tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-570-4620 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event and a free $20 Visa gift card just for attending. Call 800-570-4620. That's 800-570-4620 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
625 now on WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, Vince, we have lighter than normal rush hour this morning, and it will be a getaway for many today. However, so 270, no delays between Frederick and the Beltway. So not sure how this happens, but a car just overturned. 270 southbound before you get to Shady Grove Road. They're over in the local lane. Somebody going a little too fast. So watch. We do have fire and rescue responding again. Overturned vehicle 270 south in the CD lanes near Shady Grove Road. Trying to get up to the Capitol Beltway on New Hampshire Avenue. The crash northbound New Hampshire Avenue. Still only one lane to the left gets by. And that's why out of Adelphi toward Hillendale, you need extra time. Route 7 westbound after the toll road near Lewinsville Road at the car fire activity right side. And southbound 395, two lanes to the left get by the huge down tree on southbound 395 right before Glebe Road. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Couple of sprinkles, very light rain showers scattered around early this morning. Other than that, we are dry for Friday. If you are getting out of Dodge for the holiday weekend, travel weather should be okay. A west breeze and clouds and sunshine, 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 58 degrees, 626 on WMAL.
The thuggishness of Donald Trump towards the press, the thuggishness of Donald Trump toward the First Amendment, the thuggishness of Donald Trump towards courts, the thuggishness of Donald Trump, John Heilman, towards anyone who dares to challenge his ultimate authority.
Forget Mika, that was Joe. Alex is in Sterling, kicking us off on this segment right now. Alex, welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what do you make of this body slamming?
Well, I think it ought to be an Olympic sport. the way the media treats this president is I can't get my head around it. I can't understand how people can actually buy into this. I'm not advocating for violence against reporters, really.
Yeah, well, Alex, first of all, it's good to have another fellow Loudoun County resident on. Second of all, I got to tell you, body slamming is an Olympic sport. It's called Greco-Roman wrestling. Now, the question is, should Gianforte quit his new job in Congress and get into the sport of wrestling? I think many would suggest yes, and he wouldn't get prosecuted for it, and he may get prosecuted for this. And so, go ahead.
No, I just... I just can't.
Yeah, no, I mean, politics has become parody, right? Politics has become parody. You literally wouldn't see this on a Netflix show.
No, it's actually so ridiculous. But yesterday we were asked for our predictions, and on the air, I was here with Tony Schaefer, and we both said, I think this guy's going to win. And sure enough, we were both right. One for one today. Nicely done. 6:30 on WMAL. 6:27.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-601-6992. That's 1-800-601-6992. 1-800-601-6992. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
Will Myers. The Nats get a preview of what's waiting for them out west.
This game is tied.
Daniel Murphy here in the east.
That ball is launched to right.
The Padres are going to see what's blooming. West Coast peak versus hitting his peak. Catch everything. Nationals Padres. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Masson.
Hey, baseball great.
Do you fly often for international business? Do you often end up jet-lagged? You may qualify to participate in a clinical study that tests an investigational medication for jet lag due to international travel. Participants will receive study-related expenses and study medication at no charge. For more information on participation, please call 877-353-3552. That's 877-353-3552. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
President Trump smacking around NATO yesterday. Let's see what Mike Gonzalez from the Heritage Foundation thinks about that. He joins us when we return after the news here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. One day after allegedly body-slamming a reporter, Republican Greg Gianforte has won Montana's special congressional election.
Just 24 hours after being charged with assaulting a reporter, Republican Greg Gianforte heading to Washington after winning a special election for Montana's open house seat. Gianforte directly addressing the incident at his victory rally.
I should not have responded in the way that I did. And for that, I'm sorry.
Gianforte's apology coming after fellow Republicans on the Hill remained largely silent about the attack.
Correspondent Ryan Young. President Trump is at the G7 summit in Italy today.
You can also expect, of course, a robust conversation about terrorism in the wake of that horrific Manchester attack. The intelligence-sharing agreement between the U.S. and the U.K. has become strained as a result of that in recent days. And we're now just learning that President Trump will meet on the sidelines of this meeting with Prime Minister of the U.K., Theresa May, to discuss some of the concerns the UK has had about what they see as leaks coming from the US intelligence community surrounding this attack.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. A Baltimore judge has temporarily blocked Maryland's Medical Marijuana Commission from issuing licenses to companies to grow marijuana. The order was requested by Alternative Medicine Maryland, one of the companies that was not chosen by the commission to grow marijuana. The company is asking the judge to decide whether the commission followed the law in the process of choosing finalists. Metro leaders may have a tough time persuading Virginia lawmakers to come up with more money for the troubled transit system. WMATA briefed members of the Virginia Senate Finance Committee yesterday and ran into some resistance from lawmakers who represent districts, more rural districts in the Commonwealth. They told the Metro officials that before they write a bigger check, Metro is going to have to show that General Manager Paul Wiedefeld has successfully reined in the system's union workforce and has turned around a system that is losing ridership. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 21,083, the NASDAQ at 6205. Sports, the Nats lose to Seattle. The O's were idle. They're in Houston tonight. WNBA, the Mystics host Chicago tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's Toyota time at LustinToyota.com.
And our Memorial Day deals start right now. Camrys from $169 a month. Tacomas from $299 a month. Highlanders from $329 a month. 700 vehicles to choose. Plus, only at Lustin can you drive off with the peace of mind from Auto for Life and Lifetime, bumper to bumper. The best vehicle coverage in the business. So grab your trade and kick off your Memorial Day celebration with Lustin.
Under Virginia's largest American flag.
LustinToyota.com. See dealer for details on all offers.
The Lustin Auto Mall of Woodbridge is deeply passionate about America, our military, and our community. This was the motivator behind creating a veterans memorial right on our property, and it's located under Virginia's largest American flag. On behalf of the Lustin Auto Mall, we'd like to thank our U.S. military and their families for their many continued sacrifices. It's our honor to support Military Appreciation Month. I invite you to stop by the Lustin Veterans Memorial and learn more about our commitment to the cause at Lustin.com.
When you genuinely care about the people you serve, their safety comes first. That's why Novec asks you to put safety first. Your life could depend on it. Novec recommends unplugging devices you're not using. Replace worn-out extension cords, too. Call 811 to locate any underground lines at least 2 days before you dig. Novec wants everyone to be safe around electricity. From safety demonstrations to safety tips on our website, at Novec, it's always safety first.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
People are really left in some ways emotionally in the dark as it relates to their financial planning. And so when they come in to the office and they ask me, they say, Winter, you know, how do I set myself up for retirement? Do I have enough for retirement? And where we start is with those targets. What are the outcomes? What are the priorities?
Learn more on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or visit wintertroxell.com.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer in 63017. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 commuters southbound. Keep alert in these local lanes. Those are the far right CD lanes on the exit towards Shady Grove Road. That's where we have a car on its side. So fire and rescue units there at the scene. So it's definitely see a bit of activity. We've had no delay on 270 out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. But now this will be a little bit of a distraction, obviously. Getting to the Beltway out of Adelphi and then toward Hillendale. Still watch for the delays, but it looks like the crash just cleared. Northbound New Hampshire Avenue, right as you come up to the Beltway. Now seeing all lanes that are open. We're in good shape, Virginia. 95, 395 out of Stafford to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Just a brief delay in Landmark and southbound. 395, stay to the left to get by the huge downed tree in the Shirlington area before you get to Glebe Road. Help is there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds mixing in with some sunshine as we go through today. 78, maybe a morning shower early. A west breeze. Tonight, 60 clear. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, 75. Dry Sunday, maybe some afternoon storms on Monday as we hover around 80. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Springfield, 58 in Greenbelt, 60 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
6:37 on WMAL. Good morning. We've got a big show for you today on this Memorial Day weekend. Ocean City Mayor Rick Meehan's going to be swinging in at 7:05 and then Joe DiGenova at 7:35. But joining us right now is the Heritage Foundation's Mike Gonzalez. He's the National Security and Foreign Policy Analyst over there. And Mike, you're joining us at a great time because President Trump is on his foreign trip. You're in today with Vince Colonnais and Ron Meyer. Thanks, Mike, for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me on. And if you hear noise overhead, it's because I'm at Reagan flying out. So sorry about that.
That's all right. That's what happens in the nation's capital. People have a lot of work to do, and we're glad you could take some time out of your busy schedule. So the president of the United States, let's begin with NATO yesterday, goes and gives a pretty, I would say, audacious speech in front of NATO, being very frank that in front of this new 9/11 memorial, that these countries need to start meeting their obligations of 2% GDP. What did you make of that speech?
Yeah, well, there was a good side and a bad side. The good side, obviously, is that he's asking for the rest of the other NATO members to pony up. That is not a Trump thing. There has been many presidents before him. Many of his predecessors have asked our NATO partners, our treaty allies, to spend at least 2% of GDP on defense. We have carried the load for a very long time, so that part was good. I was somewhat disappointed that he did not mention Article 5, the mutual defense clause, because it would have been good to send Putin a message that he better not be audacious himself, especially with the Baltic states who are NATO allies.
Yeah, Mike. So I think the question becomes, though, you say that the United States in the past, you're right, has always said that other countries in NATO should be paying their 2%. But the question is, has any other president before President Trump sat there and said to their face, with all of them sitting there, every major leader in NATO, that they should be paying their fair share directly to their face?
No. That was the first time it happened. Presidents have said it behind closed doors. And people have said it when they have left office more publicly. But the commitment has been there for a very long time. It was a commitment they made about 14 years ago to ramp up to that level. And I expect they will. And I think the pressure from President Trump speaking to them, with them standing right there in the room with them, very publicly in front of the cameras, I think that would help on that front.
On the issue of terrorism, obviously the Manchester attack this week, but President Trump has spent his foreign policy trip with an intense focus on countering Islamist extremism. And now he gets yesterday to this NATO summit, and he called on NATO to begin really focusing on shifting its resources towards terror. Do you think that was well received? And what does it look like if NATO is actually helping counter terror in Europe for sure?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was also a good thing. You know, they need prodding on that front. And I think NATO, in fact, responded, and they're going to enhance their operations in countering terrorism. Don't forget when NATO was set up, 68 years ago, the fight was not about terrorism. It was the Soviet Union and defending West Germany from invasion from the east, the Volga Gap. That has changed now. Well, you know, Russia is still an adversary and a threat.
Yes,
but not to Germany so much this time, to the liberated Baltic states and the other nations on its periphery. But the real big threat that we face is the threat of terrorism, as Manchester made amply clear. So that was also a good thing that he. By the way, he's been saying this since the beginning of his campaign. So this has been a big theme with Trump.
So now that we've got the G7, President Trump to be in Sicily, and he's going to meet with the big seven countries to discuss economic issues and climate issues. Climate change, a big piece of conversation here, because a lot of these countries are hoping that President Trump doesn't rip up the Paris Agreement. But during the campaign, Trump said, hey, I want to get rid of this thing, and since has sounded like he's going to give it some thought when he meets with these leaders. What do you want to see the president do, and what do you expect is going to happen with this Paris Agreement?
Well, look, I hope he hangs tough in there and does get rid of the Paris Agreement. He's going to have to resist a lot of push from Emmanuel Macron of France, from Justin Trudeau of Canada, and from Angela Merkel of Germany. They're big climate alarmists. And look, we can't. What we need right now is economic growth. We can't put more impediments on job creation and economic growth. You know, on the 8 years under President Barack Obama, we had very, very slight growth. We never had 3% growth. And this is what the president's economic team has promised, and that creates jobs. So we need economic growth that creates jobs in the heartland, in the Rust Belt, and the climate treaty will not help economic growth. So no, he must stand firm and get rid of it.
Yeah, so the question, though, becomes, is this Jared Kushner's influence? Do you think that Jared Kushner is actually going to win at the end of the day? And have you heard anything politically? I mean, it's really weird, I think, for a lot of us that he's even second-guessing this. This was a big campaign promise.
Exactly. And I think people are going to hold him to it. His voters, his base, this is a big issue with them. I don't have any inside intelligence of what's happening inside the White House. I read the same reports that you do. That Kushner and the first daughter are big fans of the Paris climate agreement. I don't know that to be the case, because the press gets a lot of things wrong. If there's one thing,
for
and
sure.
I'm a former journalist, and I like my friends in the media, but there's one thing they have proven with this president and with the campaign, really, for the last 24 months. The press has just gotten a lot of things wrong.
Mike,
maybe they're getting this one wrong, too.
And Mike definitely has the chops to answer that question. He worked with the Wall Street Journal. Mike, let's talk real quickly. You got about 30 seconds here. The other big issue is trade that's going to come up here. A lot of countries are concerned that the United States is becoming what they call protectionist, meaning that we're becoming, we're deciding to impose tariffs potentially. How do you see that conversation playing out? And again, what would you like to see?
Well, I think America first means no tariffs, to be honest, because tariffs are paid for by American consumers, especially the people who voted for President Trump. These are the people who shop in big box stores, and if we put up tariffs, we're not hurting anybody else but ourselves. We do need jobs here. We do need to retain jobs here. The way to do that is by lowering taxes and lowering regulations, putting American workers and American companies on a level playing field. It is not by hurting American consumers.
All right. That's Mike Gonzalez from the Heritage Foundation with a curtain raiser on this G7 summit. We'll see how it goes. Mike, thanks so much for joining us on Mornings on the Mall.
You guys are doing great. Vince, you're doing great, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, sir. All right. 6:44 now on WMAL.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now. Breaking news.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
I'm Jill Vogel. I'm a constitutional conservative running for lieutenant governor because Richmond has failed us. I'll put our conservative values first, always. I passed the law to make Obamacare's individual mandate illegal. I fought to stop amnesty and in-state tuition breaks for illegal immigrants. And I earned an A-plus rating by the NRA and a perfect pro-gun voting score from the Virginia Citizens Defense League. I'm Jill Vogel. It's time for Republicans to stand for something again.
Paid for by Vogel for Virginia.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's our Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You know what, Vince? It's a big day today in Annapolis. It's commissioning ceremony at the U.S. Naval Academy. So what this means for traffic, I need to give you a heads up. The parking gates opened at 6:30, but the stadium gates don't open till 7, and already I'm seeing huge backups on Rao Boulevard, over on Taylor Avenue. Rao Boulevard's not quite back to 50, but right as you merge off of 50, so this will have an impact on your commute if you're in that area 50 in the Annapolis area. Just to give you a heads up, and the ceremony, the graduation takes place at 10 a.m., so that should be active for quite some time. Now let's get you around the Beltway. Just seeing a little bit of volume topside, College Park to Silver Spring into the Wilson Bridge at 210. I'm not seeing much of any delay on 270. I mean, on the Virginia Beltway on 270. I am seeing a delay to the exit to Shady Grove Road. That's where we have the car that was trying to get to that exit and overturned, so they have closed off that exit ramp for now. A little bit of volume 270 in Hyattstown, but that's going to be the thick of that stretch between the Frederick area and down to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds mixing in with some sunshine as we go through today. 78, maybe a morning shower early. A west breeze tonight, 60, clear. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, 75. Dry Sunday, maybe some afternoon storms on Monday as we hover around 80. I'm Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 58 degrees. It's 6:47 on WMAL. Ron Meyer, I don't know about your family, but some people have dads that like to play jokes on them.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I actually had a crazy situation growing up. I was in a boys' dorm for a lot of my time growing up. And let me tell you, the jokes are, they were pretty bad, but maybe not as crazy as this one.
So, yeah. So, what we're talking about is this father. His name's Justin Beatles.
Justin Bieber?
Close. Beatles.
Beatles.
Who pranked his 15-year-old son in, Stillwater, Oklahoma. This video is going viral. He's also a pastor at his church, and he decided that he was going to pick his son up on the last day of school by running into by jumping out of his car in a Speedo and running into his son's waiting arms, who is not thrilled at all. Here's some sound. Let's hear what it sounds like.
Dad!
Huh?
Dad!
Oh, man. This guy's a pastor. People honking at him. This is a pastor, ladies and gentlemen. You can hear the laughs of kids reacting. He's literally wearing a Speedo, a swim cap, and goggles, and sprinting across the parking lot into his son's arms. Actually, his son doesn't even raise his arms. He's just like, are you serious? So this video, we're posting it right now on WMALDC on Facebook. We'll be putting it on social media. And, you know, the funny thing, and you can't, it doesn't get funnier than this. The question is, would, you know, dads out there, would you guys be doing this sort of thing? Have you done anything like this? Can you one-up this guy?
Check out
WMALDC on Facebook. Take a look at the video.
Yeah, leave some comments there. Yeah, it's on the Facebook page. This is insane. The father's wearing swimming medals like he's Michael Phelps. He runs across the parking lot to this poor kid. And you hear one of the kids in the background of the video just now yelling, "See you at church." Yelling to the pastor.
Let's hope that's not what he wears under his robes.
I love this. By the way, I don't have a kid who's this age, and I couldn't imagine ever wearing a Speedo under any other circumstance but to embarrass my child.
You have a 3-year old daughter. I mean, can you imagine showing up? How about the first day of kindergarten? and Vince is out there. Oh my goodness!
Oh, and by kindergarten, I don't think they have that sense of shame yet. They'll just be like, "Yeah, whatever. Look at Dad being silly." But when you're in high school and your father shows up wearing nothing but a small pair of swim trousers, you have no chance but being subjected to the rarest and most hilarious form of embarrassment.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think swim trousers is an overstatement of what he's wearing.
It's true love, ladies and gentlemen. It's true love. 650 on WMAL.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-601-6992. That's 1-800-601-6992. 1-800-601-6992. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly, America's luxury brand. Let us chauffeur you with complimentary pickup and delivery. Lincoln Black Label lets you select the texture and color of your leather. Choose from the array of beautiful wood grains and modern interiors. And only Ted Britt Lincoln gives you our exclusive Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. This is why all Lincoln buyers come to Ted Britt. As America's luxury brand, Ted Britt Lincoln proudly salutes our troops. Shop us online at TedBrittLincolnOfChantilly.com.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvé at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
6:53 now. Let's see how your money's doing. Time to check in with Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk.
Yeah, good morning. After another record finish for the S&P and the NASDAQ, stock futures are lower right now, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. Soft markets in Europe and Asia as well. Crude oil dropped to under $50 a barrel. OPEC decided not to cut production. and just to hold the current cuts for a little longer. It's not really propping up the price of oil. Meantime, gas prices are the highest they've been for the holiday in 2 years. But remember, they're still more than a dollar a gallon below what you were paying for gas 5 years ago. Will Amazon shares hit $1,000 today? They stopped short at $999 yesterday. We'll be watching. And is it sell in May and walk away for the summer? Investors pulled more than $10 billion from U.S.-based stock funds during the latest week. According to Lipper, people may be taking some profits in this bull run. Sunday's Indy 500, big business for Indiana. It's hosting an estimated 350,000 fans on Sunday. Sounds huge, but not as high as the 400,000 that went back in the 90s. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
655 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland commuters on 270 still be very careful here heading down towards Shady Grove Road. On the exit ramp to Shady Grove Road, they still have that shut down because the car that overturned ended up on its side. On the main lines, you see that activity, so slowing through that stretch. Here we go around the Beltway from College Park, below speed from 95 and around toward Colesville Road. That'll be the slowest stretch. A little bit of volume stop and go in Laurel, mostly northbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway in through the district. DC 295, better than normal, but we still do have delays as you head south of Burroughs Avenue down toward Benning and East Capitol Street, but lanes open. And just a quick heads up and into the sun glare in from the west. And on 66, a broken down eastbound right at 123. It's in that far right green arrow lane. They need to make it a red X lane, so be cautious. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Drier weather starting to surge back in now. Maybe a couple of light showers this morning. Not everybody gets wet, and there won't be much rain at all. The clouds will start mixing in with some sunshine. And a nice cloud sun mix this afternoon, a west breeze, 78. Tonight, clear, comfortable, 60. Tomorrow, 75. Just an isolated thunderstorm during the afternoon. We're dry near 80 on Sunday, and maybe some afternoon thunderstorms on Memorial Day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 58 degrees, 657. So, sports news, every year we get this, where the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Final all comes together at the same time, where you actually have to pick who you want to watch. And that was all resolved last night. Let's go first to the NHL and listen to what that sounded like.
Crosby on two, and it's a shot. Penguins win it, and they go to the final. Chris Kunitz with the second of the game. Fresh legs by Crosby, and a bunch of happy humans here in Pittsburgh.
Happy humans, town. Game that was game seven last night, a 3-2 victory for Pittsburgh on Chris Kunitz's double overtime goal.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that people will definitely be watching this series. You know, the Cavs, I'd say, is probably what frustrates DC people the most, because it's like, man, the Celtics didn't give them a run at all.
Well, that's true. And the Cavs did beat the Celtics last night. That was game five. Here's what that sounded like.
I did it just being me. I don't have to score the ball to make an impact in a basketball game. And that was my mindset. It's carried me all the way to this point now. It's going to carry me for the rest of my career. Scoring, not number one on my agenda.
Right, that's LeBron James, of course. Now he's going to another final, and he did, by the way, what he's talking about, he passed the scoring record of Michael Jordan in the playoffs. LeBron James adding another record to his career.
And the Cavaliers didn't just beat the Celtics, they beat them big league, or big league, depending on which Trump you're listening to. They won the series 4-1, and for Washington fans, it's got to be really frustrating, because the Wizards definitely could have given the Cavs a better series. series. But now they're going to match up. The Cavaliers are going to match up with Golden State in what is becoming sort of a rivalry of the ages. Really, two super teams going against each other. This could be the highest rated NBA Finals in a very, very long time. Stephen Curry, Draymond Green versus Kevin Love, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and the Cavs. I mean, this is really going to be a series to watch. People are going to be tuning in to basketball for this. I don't even like basketball, and I'll probably be watching this.
Two exciting games. You've got the NHL Finals, of course, coming up. The NBA Finals start Thursday, June 1st at 9 p.m. on ABC. That first game kicks off. The Cavs will face the Warriors. I love this time of year because you basically, you know, it's like on-demand championship sports.
On-demand championships, and you still got the Nationals out there with the bullpen blowing leads and Bryce Harper hitting tons of home runs, Ryan Zimmerman on a hot streak. It's a great time for sports because you got championships on and then you got the Nationals surging. So even for us Washingtonians who saw the Capitals disappointingly lose again, saw the Wizards disappointingly lose again, We still have some fun things to watch on television.
All right, and by the way, Ron, you're going to give us a Redskins update at 8:05. Stay tuned for that. You'll want some breaking news. But that's not the only thing that's coming up on the show. Coming up in the next hour, we'll have the mayor of Ocean City coming and joining us at 7:05 on this Memorial Day weekend, and Joe DeGenova to talk all of the legal quandaries that continue to be thrown right at the Trump administration. He's got answers on all of it. That is coming up on this show at 7 o'clock. Time for the news. WMAL-FM.